A common theme with the players we've spoken with so far is just discussing what this team was able to do in the second half of the year to have a chance at all to be in the mix for a playoff spot. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, just going from where we were in the standings to being able to, I think we ended up 2 points removed from a playoff spot was nothing short of remarkable, to be honest. We had some iffy lineups there for a while just with injuries and everything and call-ups. But we kind of battled through. We had great goaltending. We kind of found our identity being a defense-first team, and we're able to kind of just grind wins out throughout the year and kind of turn into a season that we could have been a wash, and we turned it all the way into the last game of the year. So it was good success.
One of the unique elements of the turnaround was the incredible play at home. You guys barely lost a game coming out of the holiday break. What was that like to have that confidence on home ice and be able to have the success where the other teams knew they were in for a handful when they came here?
Yeah, it was interesting. It kind of just came out of nowhere. We started playing really well. I don't know what the reason was necessarily, but I'll take it. And, we had some good streaks there, and I think that's the biggest key to our success this year was being able to string a bunch of wins together at home. If we didn't do that, I don't think we would have had a chance down the stretch. So it was definitely nice to have the confidence to come out and home, and I think we felt confident enough to beat any team in the league when we were at home, so it was good.
Do you think that confidence spilled over towards the end of the year on the road because you started to get that road game together too? I'm thinking maybe the end of that road trip out east in Canada where you got a win in Toronto and a win in Belleville, and it seemed to kind of set something up for the rest of the way on the road.
Yeah, I think it was also just a combination of having a little bit more urgency towards the end of the season, knowing that we had to find ways to win those games on the road. When you're a little bit of a desperate team trying to get points, I think it kind of just you adjust your style and you find ways to win games. And I think we played some good road games coming down the stretch and, getting those 2 points when we needed them.
Do you let yourself think back on the season to a game here or a game there that maybe might have made a difference in the big picture?
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple that, we could have gotten a point or even 2 points in them and kind of, threw them away. But there's probably also some other games that we probably got 2 points for. Maybe we didn't deserve them necessarily. So it's hard to go back in the season and pick, reasons why, we didn't make playoffs or we didn't, and games here or there. At the end of the day, it kind of they all go together. And, it's a cumulative of all the games to get to playoffs. And, you shouldn't put yourself in the position where you're 2 points out at the end of the day. So.
A lot of people talking about the chemistry in this team being unique, something special. Is that what you'll take from this year as much as anything else?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not a successful season in the sense that we didn't make playoffs, but I think there was a lot of positives in this and that we grinded through wins and, we had a lot of adversity this year. And I think that our group kind of responded in the right ways. We didn't, necessarily sit down and kind of sulk. We kind of, got up and everybody tried to do what they could and contribute to the team's success. So I think there's a lot of positives to bring from the year. Obviously the outcome's not necessarily what we wanted, but at the end of the day you gotta tip our hats to the way we kind of performed on the stretch.
On a personal level, 2 years now in Winnipeg, 2 years with the Moose, but also time with the Jets this year, which had to be special, an all-star appearance last season. As you reflect on your time with the organization, what are your thoughts about the experience?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously me and my wife here love it in Winnipeg. It's been a great organization. We've had some great times here, obviously last year having a great season and this year as well with everything. So yeah, I can't speak enough about positive things about it.
Your contract status says UFA at the end of the season. What does that mean? Any thoughts about the future?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing every year, especially at my age. Just kind of see how I let the dust settle and just see how it goes from here. So we'll see what happens.
Ken, what did it mean for you to be able to get into those NHL games? And when Coach Maurice was talking about you, he was talking about you as a reliable piece. Even when you were down here with the Moose and he was being interviewed with the Jets, he would talk about players that could be called on and your name was now being mentioned as one of those guys.
Yeah, I think at the point in my career with the amount of NHL games I have, I think that's kind of all I can ask for is just to be a reliable call-up, to be able to help contribute when they need me. Exactly. I mean, just being able to come into a game and be able to help them win a game.
Cam, is there a roster uncertainty with this team with the injuries and the call-ups? And I know that's part of living in the AHL, but have you been through one like this before with any other team?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, yeah, this year was a little bit more drastic than other years. I've had 3 years there in Hershey, and they're kind of like a Chicago Wolves or a Grand Rapids type of team where they have a lot of extra guys and they have a lot of contracts, whereas here, you're not having a ton of extra guys sitting every night. So, but that's just kind of how this team has to deal with things, and, you have to overcome them. And the last 2 years, it's been pretty normal for me now. And I think that it's a big opportunity for a lot of guys getting called up, because you get to get in the lineup and you get to have a big impact on the game. You're not, you know, just getting called up to sit. So,
do you find that with your veteran status, you're more of a tutor to these guys on PTOs?
Yeah. I mean, you got to take where your career goes, and, you know, obviously being older and having some years in the league, you kind of have to just kind of adjust. And I think I take pride in trying to kind of help the young guys find their way, whether they're NHL contract guys or PTO guys or whatever they are, just trying to help them succeed in the game. Because at the end of the day, you know, their success is my success and it's our success, kind of thing. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, is just trying to help everybody develop.